Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Food for Thought Friday. My name's Greg Horn. So glad you decided to listen to Hope is Here today. And love doing this program, sharing little nuggets of wisdom that God has spoken to me throughout the week, whether it's through my time in the morning reading my Bible or a devotional book, or through a podcast I've listened to, or a sermon. Maybe it's through a conversation with somebody else, or sometimes it's on social media. The first thing I want to share with you today is I'm a big basketball fan. If you're a frequent listener and being a former college basketball coach, love basketball. But back when the NCAA tournament was going on and the women's game and the Elite Eight, UConn was playing USC, and UConn had a lot of injuries on their women's team. And they have an outstanding player called named Paige Buchers. And she had a phenomenal game and helped lead her team to the win. It was actually an upset because USC was ranked one in that region, and UConn was the third seed. And like I said, UConn, I had some injuries too, but she played unbelievable. She had 28 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. And when they interviewed her first thing after the game on ESPN, she just wanted to thank God and just give him the glory and for giving her the ability and thanking him for the win. And they just said, how did you all do it? You know, you had these injuries and you were playing a tough team. And, she said, I did all I could so God can do all I can't. I thought, man, that is so powerful. I mean, she had a great game, and she said, you know, I did all I could so God can do all I can't. Just talking about her faith in him, that he would just have to do whatever she couldn't do as their best player. And, you know, they scored 80 points, so she obviously, even though she led them with 28, her teammates stepped up, and yet she just gave credit to God and glory. And I want to encourage, if you get put in a circumstance where you get some exposure, and you may say, well, Greg, I'll never be on ESPN, but I get it. But we get different awards at work and places we serve and volunteer, and I think it's great to give God credit and glory for that, because we know all good things come from him, right? Kristen Kaufman, who we had on the program a few weeks ago, and just really just a wonderful, wonderful person that does a lot of good things that give me wisdom. She recently said, you know, you're always one decision away from a totally different life. I'll say it again. You're always one decision away from a totally different life. And friends, some of that can be reflected by who your friends are. You may have a friend that we call them that, and they've been together for a long time. You all having a friendship. But if you're honest, that friendship's dragging you down. It's bringing you down. And yet, you just kind of keep hanging there. You don't address the things. And maybe part of the reason that you're discouraged or depressed could be that. Maybe it's the amount of TV shows you're watching, things that you can get addicted to, Netflix. And, you know, we got to be careful, friends, what we fill our mind and heart with. And, you know, one decision could change it with our health. Maybe it's decided we're going to, you know, drink water 2 out of 3 meals and not drink soft drinks, okay? Even if they're diet drinks, doing that. Or we're saying, you know what, man, I know I need to exercise, but I'm so out of shape. Instead of trying to go for a 30-minute walk, just start doing a 10-minute one in the morning and a 10-minute one in the afternoon or on your lunch break, and then do one in the evening and build up. And then you can add to that, and little by little, you can get your health ready. Because I know the thing I've learned, when I'm overwhelmed with something, then I just don't even want to start. And yet, when we do it, as the old saying goes, if you do it inch by inch, it's a cinch, okay? But when you try to look at doing it at the whole yard, it's hard. But inch by inch, it's a cinch. And it's true, friends. It's just little baby steps, as the old saying goes. And I want to share with you a friend of mine, Bob Burge, posted this on Facebook. Not sure he got it, but it said 7 rules of life. And I thought, you know, a lot of this lines up with the Bible, all of it. I think it's just good common sense stuff you can find in Proverbs, but I think it's good food for thought, as we call it, Food for Thought Friday. And number one is make peace with your past so it won't disturb your present. And that goes with Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, friends, that Paul says, I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and focusing on what lies ahead. Say that one more time, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. I do this one thing, forgetting the past and focusing on what lies ahead. In other words, throw away the rearview mirror, quit looking in the past, ask God for forgiveness for your part, and then move forward, friends. A second rule of life, what other people think of you is none of your business. I love that one. And friends, one of the things I'm learning, so many times we think other people are thinking about us, and most time they are. Most people are too busy, number one. And number two, most people are too preoccupied with their own life that they don't have time to be thinking about you or how good you did something or how bad you did something. And I think I've let the enemy get too much of my joy from worrying about what other people think about me. Number three, third rule of life, time heals almost everything. Give it time. And I do want to quantify that, friends, or, that to say that, don't get me wrong. I mean, I miss my dad all the time. He's been gone to heaven 8 years ago on March 18th. And yet, friends, the fact of the matter is that the first year was rough and even the next couple years, but I can say now that, man, there's just many, many wonderful memories and laughter and, occasionally, I can get emotional thinking about something, but it does get better. But there will be always a little hole in my heart because he was just such a big part of my life. We had such a super close relationship, could talk about Jesus, talk about business, talk about sports, just about life, and really enjoyed each other's company. And, I do miss that. There is a little bit of hole in my heart that is still there, but you know what? It's not near as painful, and it does heal, friends. So I just want to encourage you to give time to God and to press into the Lord and other people. And, it's okay to visit there when you're hurting, but don't dwell there. Don't stay there. And don't set up camp there, okay? A fourth thing for a rule of life is no one is in charge of your happiness except you. Can I get an amen on that? Friends, sometimes we say, our spouse, our boss, our whoever it is. We can blame our friends, our kids, our circumstances. And yet, friends, I know people all the time that are happy that have all kinds of struggles. I know others that they're so blessed in so many areas. But one thing is kind of really being detrimental in their life, painful, disheartening, and they let that one thing consume them. And I've been guilty of doing it before. And when I get that way, I try to start thanking God for things, because that's when you don't get that. You don't let your happiness get you, and you don't let others affect you or that. The fifth rule of life is don't compare your life to others and don't judge them. You have no idea what their journey is all about. And friends, I can promise you this, doing ministry now for over 22 years now, that everybody's dealing with something. So I don't care how good it looks on the outside, everybody's dealing with something, okay? And just know that, God had one son without sin, no son without sorrow. And it's just true, friends. And I know everybody's dealing with something, so don't compare your life to others. The sixth rule of life, stop thinking too much. It's all right not to know the answers. And I can be guilty of that, friends. And I believe somebody listening today or watching on our YouTube channel, you're like, ouch, Greg, that one stung a little bit. But I would encourage you today, stop thinking so much. Sometimes, we just have to do what we talked about. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, we talked about that earlier this week on one of our programs. Sometimes when we're just trying to figure things out, we just have to do what Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and He will make your path straight. A seventh thing, friends, and final rule of life. I'm sorry, I don't know who the author of this was, but I thought it was a very simple list, but just some really powerful reminders. Smile. You don't own all the problems in the world. Friends, I'm laughing at me because I can get guilty of being a guy in ministry here with Hope Is Here, that and a pastor of the church, that, you know what, I can sit there and think, man, I got all these people that have problems, and man, I've got to solve them. And I was even thinking about stopping getting out of ministry a few years ago because I had so many people, three guys, I had a lot of people hurting, but I had three guys that I poured a lot into, my time, my heart, financial resources. And then just like within a week span, all three of them just made really bad decisions. And one of them got caught back up in alcohol addiction. Another one got lost a job after making an unwise decision. And, you know, the third guy just did something really dumb and just really made his life start to unravel again. And I just literally, I sat down and just threw my hands up there and I said, God, you know, maybe I'm not supposed to be in ministry, because obviously these three guys fell apart, and man, I poured so much time and my heart and resources and prayed for them and tried to model Jesus for them. And I had tears in my eyes. I just said, you know, maybe I'm not supposed to do this ministry thing, because obviously I'm not doing it well. And I'll never forget what the Holy Spirit said to me. It said, Greg, I want to remind you, you're not the Savior. I am. Ouch. And I want to say that somebody listening today, that, you know what, you're not the Savior, friends. You can't rescue anybody. Only Jesus can do that. Yes, we need to be obedient and do what the Lord shows us to, but sometimes we have to be careful. We try to play the Savior and do everything for people, and sometimes, friends, we just got to, you know, pray and give it to God. And I've been guilty of that, and I needed to hear that myself, you know, and I'm sharing it with somebody today because I know they needed to hear it. I like this quote by Brian Mrazek. He said, a dark hour may have come over you, but that doesn't mean it has to overcome you. Wow, that's so good. I want to say that again. A dark hour may come over you, but that does not mean it has to overcome you. And friends, sometimes I've been there before, and sometimes we just have to step back. And sometimes it really starts with simply just inhaling through your nose, taking a big breath, and then exhaling it out, and doing that three times. Inhale, exhale, and just breathing. And because the enemy does want to take you under, friends, he does come to steal and kill and destroy. But I'm so thankful that when Jesus said that in John 10:10, in the next breath he said, but I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. In other words, I'm going to help you. Bible promises God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And that, friends, the enemy cannot take us under. But we can get in our mind, if we're not careful, let him do that. And I'll close today with this great quote by Nelson Mandela. He said, as I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison. Such a powerful quote from Nelson Mandela. Thanks for listening. If you've been blessed by this program, I hope you share it with somebody else. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.